Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Write. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywrite.com. Today, I want to talk about why knowing yourself is so important to your writing success, especially knowing how you work. Because for those of us who feel strapped for time, which is, all of us, we want to be as efficient as possible when we write, and get as much done as we can in the short time that's available to us. If you're working in an environment that's not suitable to you, or that doesn't feel right to you, in other words, an environment that doesn't resonate with your life energy vibrations, then your work sessions will be counterproductive. Recently, I realized a couple of things about myself. First, I can't work when I'm on vacation. Oh, I try. But when all is said and done, I really like to keep work and vacation separate. And for me, trying to work and write whilst also trying to enjoy myself with family and friends is just too difficult and eventually becomes a source of stress. And who needs stress on vacation? The other thing I realized about myself is that I work best in a stimulating environment. I had a conversation with my father recently, who told me he gets a lot done when he goes to the library to work. Well, that's my worst nightmare. I love libraries, but more for browsing and reading. I find it very difficult to get much work done in such a quiet environment. That may sound weird to some of you, but as I say often, different things work for different people. So as you develop your daily writing system, make it a point to figure out where you work best. If you find you're not getting very much done in a certain spot, maybe there are too many distractions. Or maybe there are too few distractions. Either way, listen to what your mind tells you when it comes to choosing a spot to work. And that spot could change throughout the day. I like the hustle and bustle of the coffee shop in the morning, but by afternoon, I'm perfectly content to sit at home and work. Another way to really learn a lot about good writing locations is to visualize where you would be happiest writing. I talked about this visualization exercise recently, so you may have already done it. But if so, I'd like you to do it again. Two reasons. First, it won't hurt, and you may discover new details about your ideal writing spot. And second, if you've already done this, you might find that something has changed. Indeed, feel free to let your mind wander to wherever it wants. Close your eyes and imagine yourself anywhere. Anywhere on Earth, that is. It can't be Mars, because this has to be realistic. But at the same time, don't discount a location because you think you can't afford to get there. In this context, money is no object. Now, what I want you to do is absorb the details of where you are. Really look around and take notice of where you are and what's going on around you. For example, are there other people around? Are you indoors or outdoors? Is it warm or cold where you are? If you're indoors, then what does the surrounding area look like outside? In other words, are you in a mountainous environment? Tropical? Deserty? City? Is there a body of water nearby? And if so, what is it? A lake? A river? An ocean? Bonus points if you actually know the name of that body of water. Are you drinking anything? Eating anything? If you're indoors, what type of establishment are you sitting in? That should be enough for now, and once you notice these particular details, you actually have a lot to go on. Now, you might not be able to pick up and move to this place in your visualization by tomorrow, but really look for ways to either change your venue or incorporate some of the wonderful attributes of your dream location into where you do go to write every day. The times I've done this exercise, I've found that water is a recurring theme in my visualizations. That's why I chose Bali as a place I would love to live and write. I even posted a really gorgeous picture on my website of a swimming pool in Bali. And speaking of that picture, I'm hosting a contest and would love for you to enter. The question is, where would you love to live as a writer? You can see the picture I posted of Bali and enter my contest when you go to dreamplaywrite.com/insights/live. dreamplaywrite.com/insights/live. And you can find all the contest details on that page. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Play Write is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.